Baby, right, we're vibing. Cool, we're vibing.
Cool. I think we got space. All right, yo.
Yes,
so
sir.
So we're back at again. I don't know what number episode it is. Don't expect me to, because we're just recording.
Yes, sir.
We're just recording. You've seen it.
I've seen it, man.
You've seen it.
I like
You've
it.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
He just followed today, by the way. He's a fake. He's a fake guy. You know, I can't
Come
lie.
On.
It kind of hurt my feelings
I know
a little bit.
For like how long and I just followed today?
Nah. But obviously, we follow the movement and that, bro.
Mm.
But yeah, you've been stirring up some shit, bro.
Yes, sir. We get
content.
Busy.
Everyone gets your recommendations, bro. So I just wanted to find out a little bit more.
It's crazy,
it's like a curious thing.
Yeah, bro. It's like it's so surreal to me as well. Cause
yeah.
When it's you. Like, you don't actually deep, what the hell, like, because everyone says to me, oh, I see you.
Because
like,
it's you, bro.
Yeah, so, like, I don't actually think it's that crazy. I just think it's, like, it's whatever, like.
Yeah.
It just is what it is, and people are like, oh, I see you. But I feel like, I also feel like, oh, you're just lying. You probably
feel
see
like
me.
That's weird?
Is it weird? I don't really ever deep it that much. I just think, okay, I literally don't even know what to think. They just say to me, because all these random people come to say to me, like, not random people, but people that I haven't talked to in ages, like, oh my God, I've seen your stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's lit. But I don't actually deep,
you don't
like,
know how to respond to them.
Yeah. That. It's not even like, I don't actually ever really take time to actually think about how deep it is.
Yeah.
And then my friends are like to me, oh, this is actually crazy. And I'm just like, here's what it is. Here's what it is, man.
Here's what, I guess you kind of feel like that until, like, the money starts rolling in and the, you know, the ads come in and stuff like that. What's your experience been with that briefly, and then we'll like talk about why you got into it in the first
place. What as in like how, what the money side of it?
Yeah. Like have you been able to start monetizing it yet, or is it like small steps right now and then hopefully later on?
Yeah. So I've been able to monetize it and I think it's going well.
Yeah.
But I think the monetizer is, I feel right now is going good. Like, I haven't been consistent actually in the past couple of months. So I need to fix up.
But I feel like all content creators feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh shit, I didn't film this week. I'm falling off.
Yeah. bro, I feel like I'm falling off every week. It's crazy
because now you've reached a peak where it's like, you know, people notice you.
Yeah.
If you don't keep that up, and they're
going to
be like, where did this guy go?
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
You're
going to
be like Island Boys, bro.
I know.
You're going to fall off like Island Boys. You don't want to do that.
But I don't think I'll ever be that big, though. They were like freaking global. But yeah, I think it's just internal. I always thought, like, I'm just being real, bro. I'm just being real. But okay. I feel like, I don't think, I think internally, I'll just think, oh, if I always feel like I'm falling off. I'm pretty sure the world will never be like, oh, where did that guy go? Where did that guy go? They'll just be like, oh, that guy came, that guy went. It will never be that deep. But obviously, for yourself, you always feel like, oh, I just want to keep improving. And if you see your views go down, you're like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. And even though I feel like I got a decent amount of followers, I still feel like that. I feel like, oh my God, what if I just never get any views? What if everyone just unfollows me or whatever? But even though, it's like, do I really care? Do I not care?
That's like the worst case scenario, right?
You know
that guilt is like one of the most powerful tools to use as fuel.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what
if you're not guilty, then you're not going to be pushing content.
Bro,
in
first
place.
That's, do you know why I like you? Because I listen to a couple of podcasts. I love the philosophy side you go into.
I don't know why I do it.
I love it though.
You know what it is? I think it's just like years of trying to figure out the game.
Yeah.
Girls.
Oh,
I swear to God,
the
that's
girlies.
Where it's come from. They like the philosophy shit, bro. They like it when you're a little bit deeper than the average guy.
Deeper.
The average guy comes with like the same pickup lines.
Yeah.
You know? They don't really go into depth, kind of thing, and. You see where you can get the little advantage, you know what I mean?
I like that, man. I like the deep.
Do you see yourself as like a deep kind of guy as well?
You know, I used to be super, super deep, and then because I just liked it. It was interesting.
Deep for us.
Like, I'll just think about life so deeply.
Yeah.
I did not think I'd be saying this on this podcast, but like, I say this on my Facebook. I'm a super deep thinker. I don't know why, but I think like. I'll just think about time a lot. I'll think about this is
okay,
so weird,
The
but I think,
time, right?
Time is crazy. Like, I always say this to my friends, like, if you deep how long humans have been on this planet, and then compare, like, how much we've advanced on this planet, and then you compare it to, like, how long dinosaurs were on this planet, how much, because basically humans are running the planet right now, This is so weird, but I'm gonna say this. But he said, humans have been running the planet for, like, let's say, like, I think it's been, I Googled the other day.
Let's say 2000 or something.
It's definitely, I think, so the first signs of humans, let's say it's been like 15,000 years that Homo sapiens have been running the planet. Dinosaurs were running the planet for like I think 160 million years or something. They were like running the planet. So deep, how much they advanced.
So when you put that into perspective,
if you put it in perspective,
like, we've done fuck all.
Legit, like how long? That is this is what I mean by deep life, like the whole of human existence, and then deep like.
So why do you think that is? Do you think like it's a religion thing where you're like kind of like thinking about it and you're like, okay, cool. If that happened, then this happened, then. I think that life should mean more than what I see.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you know what? I think I'm just like extremely curious. But then I turned that. When I got to like, I think maybe in my late teens, I turned it off because I realized like thinking about that is fun. It's so amazing for conversations. Yeah. But like, what are you actually going to do with thinking? It's just like kind of a waste of time thinking about it.
It's not a productive thought pattern. But what it is like, it's kind of like an escapism thing, but you are deep in life at the same time.
Yeah.
So you think to yourself that it's constructive. Mm. That's like a thought that you think is constructive, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't reach to your end goal, or it doesn't like encompass something that you're actually passionate about. Those things that you're describing are kind of like a hit blunt moment, isn't it?
Yeah, legit. That's
where you're like, oh yeah, the dinosaurs were around for so long and we're slacking.
I know.
It's just like how you're falling off with your content. It's the same thing with the dinosaurs. You're like, fuck, the dinosaurs are ahead of us, man. We need to step it up.
Exactly. Because we actually have no idea what the hell they, we don't even know what they look like. We just have their fossils. You can't really say
how just have the bones.
Yeah, you don't know what they sound like. You don't even know what they look like. You don't know what language they spoke, what they spoke like. That's crazy. Ethan Payne said this in one video. You actually have no idea what they sound like.
Yeah.
We just made up what they sound like. Deep stuff. This is what I mean, like deep stuff like that. It's such a weird thought, bro.
Even aliens, maybe they don't know like what we think.
Exactly. And it's like how the hell were the pyramids made? All of this stuff. I used to go into all of that stuff and like research lost societies and stuff
I think we all had a little bit of a conspiracy phase.
Yeah.
You know, we all did. And like at the end of the day, with this whole like Matrix shit going on, tape, blah blah blah, like feminists, men becoming more like women becoming more like men.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on. Mm. And I feel like all of this shit is just a distraction.
Yeah.
And it's a distraction for us to stay in the system, basically.
Yeah, that's facts.
So
bro,
do you feel like that? Do you feel like there's a system and you're kind of like trying to escape it by doing this content fueled by something that you're passionate about?
There definitely is a system. And but you know what? I feel like I feel like it's got a very negative connotation. But I think like you can have a good life even if you want to live in the system. I feel like people say, yo, you have to break out the system in order to live your best life. But I think loads of people have like a great life in the system. It depends what you actually want in life at the end of the day. Like you can play the system, you can use the system to your advantage.
Everyone kind of has to play the system at some point. Like, if you don't, you're an idiot, right?
Exactly. Because some people are stuck in the system of just getting their, like, you go for the education system, and you're just following the same route. But some people can be like, listen, I want to stick by this route because I enjoy my life in it.
Yeah.
Or people are like, I want to just break out because I want to have more freedom.
Yeah.
I think there definitely is a system, but like, I don't think it's as negative as people portray. It just depends what you want in life.
And the reason why people portray it as so negative is because they get hurt by it.
That's
the only reason. They're like, I've done all of this work, right?
Mm.
I've gone to uni 4 years. I've done schooling, which was like, 18 years, right?
Mm.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then it's like 22 years down the line, and it's like you're expected to go uni, and if you don't, then you're kind of failing.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Because if you decide not to and you decide to start a business, it's going to take you a year, 2 years, 5 years maybe before you even start seeing a return on investment.
I do like people talking about trying to break out the system, because I feel like we were never like that point of view was never shared with us.
Yeah, so now it's like a necessary.
Yeah,
I think it's also why it's trending.
Exactly, because like if you think about like our parents, no one was saying like, oh, there's other ways, there's other ways.
Yeah.
That's why I do like people talking about it, but I feel like you also every time you hear stuff, you gotta have like you gotta like think about it. Like, do I really? You gotta listen to it, but also take in and really analyze it. Like they're saying this, but like what do I want? Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you want?
Mm.
And let's be honest, a lot of people in our day and age, they kind of are like the people in the background of a friendship group, right?
Yeah.
And every time you see like a few people who are just like hanging out, not really pulling like their weight and stuff like that, and kind of like just going with the crowd like a sheep, right?
Yeah.
And you could be someone like Ashwell here who like has taken his own route. You did something completely different at uni and now you're doing marketing.
Oh, marketing, that's
right?
30.
But you like seeked it out, right? And then you sort of started building because it was like a small company and you're like, there's opportunity here.
It's about taking the risk.
Yeah.
It's like I was admittedly a sheep up until when I went to uni.
Yeah.
It's like you see like the typical Asian route, you want to be a doctor, engineer, whatever. Then it's like lawyer. You come out of uni and you think,
shout out episode one, go watch that.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So like you apply and you just see this thing piques your interest.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm going to give it a month.
Yeah.
And then that month turns into 3 months.
Yeah.
Probation period, isn't it?
3 years.
So what's your marketing thing that you're doing? This sounds interesting.
Like digital, so like Facebook ads, like Google.
Wait, so you got your own business? Or you're
part of
a startup?
Part of it. Yeah, part of like,
that's,
it was a startup, now it's not a startup.
That's something I want to go into actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I really love marketing and the whole side of it.
So I think you'd be good at it.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna do it, because I feel like it's something I really enjoy,
especially
man.
With social media.
Yeah, and I want to start my own marketing company like soon, and I want to join a startup, one of those two. I think it'll be really interesting. It sounds really cool.
So what do you do outside of like your?
I work in like auditing.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna. I actually really do enjoy auditing. I find it really fun, and like, I know it sounds weird. Like,
explain it to the people who don't understand
what auditing is. Auditing is sounds quite boring, but all you do is so a company will post its financial statements, and you literally just have to make sure those financial statements are correct. Definitely. It sounds boring, but obviously, I feel like it is. It's not like exciting job, but I feel like the people I work with, I really enjoy working there.
That's crazy. So yeah. You validate the claims that they make.
Yeah, literally. Basically. So like they'll say,
just like how you validate people's music taste.
This guy's on the vibrations.
That
I like
is
it.
Crazy.
See, I'm just locked
I
in.
I can't believe you're locked in.
No, you're locked in, my boy. No. I would be like you. I would be. that was a little breakdown though. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm just validating people out here, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm just out here
validating people's emotions and that.
Shit, you know it, man. This guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, but
I didn't know it was like that, bro. But what? So you were into like finance and stuff like that in uni?
Yeah. So I've always been. Just maths is literally the only subject I've ever been good at, and yeah, I really love finance.
Very stereotypically,
it's super stereotypical.
I was expecting something different, you know.
Nah, but I'm certain. Yeah, but I can't. I'm certain. Yeah, maths. Yeah, so yeah. That's like, maths and history were like my two things, and science a little bit. But yeah, so I loved maths, and it was just so like easy to me, and I enjoyed it because if it's just easy to me, I enjoy it. And it was like there was always a right answer. Do you get what I mean? That's one thing I loved about
maths.
That's
what you like.
There was always a right answer. Like it's either you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not complicated. It's like I'm either right or wrong. So let's just be right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's simpler. It's so, black and white. Like with English and stuff like that. I don't know why I gravitated towards English.
Oh, damn.
But I feel like I like the ambiguity of like, okay, there is a silver lining here.
Yeah.
But I could probably sway you towards my way of thinking.
Yeah, I like that.
So maybe that's what I'm interested in. Maybe that's why I become like a marketeer.
Are you in marketing as well?
So I'm in marketing as well. But I do like CRM. So it's more like spammy emails, push notifications and all of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
So you probably unsubscribe from me. At the end of the day, like it's just understanding consumer behavior.
Mm.
Right? And you know, let's be real, that's what you do with your Instagram. So I'm just understanding like the difference between your sort of skill in maths versus like how you've become passionate about building a social media presence.
So I'll say why I started. So basically, I was in between two jobs.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
so like lockdown kind of things. Or?
Yeah. So it's lockdown. So basically, I had a job. And then I got another job. While I was at the job I was already at, if that makes sense. So I was just like, right, cool, I'm just gonna take a little break.
Because
I got a job secured.
Hiatus.
Yeah, let me just like vibe out for a bit. Yeah. I'm young, let me just do whatever I want. Yeah. So I was like, right, cool, I'm just gonna chill for a bit. So I was like, in that time, I was like, I just wanna make a little bit of money, yeah?
Okay.
I was like, I just wanna like make enough money of something. I just want a second stream of income. And I was like, social media, TikTok looks like it's popping right now. So I think it was like 2020. Yeah. I saw
more people are at home.
Yeah.
People are present for you to even get.
Exactly. Everyone's on their phone, bro. Shit. Like, yeah, no one's really going out. Everyone's just locked like at their home on their phone. Social media's going crazy.
Yeah.
And I saw like, I don't think that many people in the UK were talking about music when I started, but I saw it was like a trending thing in America. And I was like, music is something I actually really enjoy. And if my goal was like literally to make like £400 a year, just so I can pay for my holidays off my second stream. So I was like, listen, I don't even want this to become a big thing. As long as it's like, it pays for my holidays for the year, I'm calm with that. And I can save my normal income. So I was like,
it's
cool.
It's a good thought process, isn't it? It's like that whole equation about happiness, right?
Yeah.
If you keep your expectations low and you exceed it, then you'll be happy, right?
Exactly.
And if you don't, then you won't.
Exactly. So I was just like, cool, I'm just going to talk about music because I think, I thought I had good music taste for my genre. I really love R&B and rap. And so I was like, let me just share this music, what my recommendations are to the world. And I just started growing and growing. I was like, whoa, this is getting crazy. And then that's how I really started. I was just like, I just want to talk about music. I see other people doing it. I feel like I have better recommendations than them.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I could do what they're doing.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think you have better recommendations than the next
I think that's incorrect. I don't think I have better recommendations than them. I just thought I could.
No, but you do a little bit.
Obviously, I feel like it's like everything. It's like, do you know what it's like? It's not, maybe better is not the word. I think I just had different songs to them. Is that
do you think you're just different in the sense that you actually like to analyze what you're taking in?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, you said at the beginning that you were a deep ass thinker.
Oh, I am a deep
thinker.
So you're
probably a deep ass thinker when it comes to the lyrics. Right?
Yeah.
So you're also probably a deep ass thinker when it comes to what kind of artist you like
and
what is on your playlist, what should be on this playlist versus that playlist.
That's facts, that's facts.
Should be on a late night vibes playlist versus like a, you know, a hard gym playlist.
Yeah.
And because you spend more time thinking about those things, that's why you decided that you're qualified enough to give these recommendations.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's true. Cause I feel like also music is more than just like just a song I'm listening to. Yeah, I feel like music is like, you can, it's more like there's certain reasons why some songs will always sound better than other songs. It's not because like, oh, lyrically or like sonically it sounds better. It's because you might have like emotions and memories tied with songs. Like people, I feel like because maybe I deep music a bit too much, but like music is more than just like lyrics and sounds. But it's like memories. It's like when I first heard this, like, what was I doing? What moment in my life was it?
You had a lot
like
of first when you listen to tracks.
Exactly,
right?
Tracks, bro.
Always in the background of your life.
It's like it's like
whether you're shopping at Lidl.
Exactly, Lidl. Bro, Lidl's goated, I can't lie, but like it's sometimes even like songs that, like if you say this was like my summer song, that would always be an amazing song, even if it's like a rubbish song. Like, bro, I have so many memories with this song. It's just, that's why music's different, man. I don't feel like it's just song, it's just, it's not just like lyrics and sounds, bro. It's actually like you have emotions and memories tied to songs. That's why some songs will just always be goated, and like they might be your favorite song, not because it's the best song in the world, but just because the times you've had with it are certain. Like, let me just like Party Next Door will always be one of my favorite artists, just because like I have so many elite memories to Party Next Door songs. And he's just the GOAT, bro. I love that guy.
Give me an example that won't like hot your spot up too much.
I don't know, do you know, just Break from Toronto, man. It just got me locked in on live. But just Party Next Door's first two albums, I don't know. It's just like, I thought, because I thought
this is one of them ones where I think this is when I want to listen to some Sonic shit.
Yeah.
This is when I've just finished gym and I want to just chill out. This is when I'm chilling with the ting and I want to listen.
Exactly,
to
because the
that's what Point Next
Door. He just gets you locked. I don't know, but it's just Point Next Door just gets you locked in. Like you just become like, it's literally just when you're thinking about girls, you just put on Point Next Door and then like, you just know the vibes. When Point Next Door's on, you just know the vibrations.
Yeah, and I feel like recently, like Drake kind of does the same thing, but with Drake, he's kind of like, I am not in a box. Don't put me in a box. And then he does some shit like drop a drum and bass album.
Oh,
and you're like, okay, fine.
Honestly, never mind, bro.
Every single time I would have taken.
Drake is, but
he's the guy for that too.
Yeah. I love, Drake is obviously probably him and The Weeknd are my top two artists of all time. Yeah. Obviously, Kanye is up there. I know loads of people like
The Weeknd. Okay.
The
often,
Weeknd was too.
You know what? Often was on. Often, man. Everyone lost their virginity to Often.
Bro, I was a young. See, that's why people have such great memories of Often, probably, bro.
That's the thing, man.
Yeah, but like,
and when he creates music for that specific.
Bro, facts, man. His dark R&B vibes are different. I feel like if you don't like The Weeknd, I actually feel sorry for you, man. Yeah, like, man, that guy is so amazing, in my opinion.
What's
like
your top Weeknd song?
That's an impossible question. Oh, The Hills is a classic, man.
I can't remember the name of it. It was.
Of what album?
I do like Starboy.
Starboy?
I was literally thinking of that in my head.
Nah, these are commercial bangers, man. Best Weeknd song, that's like an impossible question. It's just like, I love Escape from LA, I love Snowchild, I love, there's some underrated ones, I love Dirty Diana, I love 24. There's some crazy songs. I could never pick my favorite Weeknd song. It's like different moods. It's like even After Hours is amazing. So I can't pick my favorite Weeknd song. I can't pick my picking my favorite song for each artist is like, it's like if you ask me to pick my favorite child, it's like impossible, bro. I just love them all. It's like you have a different reason why you love every single song from an artist or every single artist. It's different, man.
What, so in your friendship groups, were you the guy who was kind of like, okay, listen, like, put this on your playlist, man?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I can tell you about my whole musical journey.
Me and my boys, we used to do that shit. We used to be like, yo, listen, I was listening to these last 10 songs with this thing. And to be honest with you, I've been banging out ever since.
Yes,
take
sir.
These songs, and I send, like, the WhatsApp, not the WhatsApp link, the Spotify link on WhatsApp. You know, to bare people.
So I think, I'm not gonna lie, when I was younger, I feel like my music taste is definitely influenced by the people around me. I think that's good. Sure. It's good to have your music taste influenced by the people around you, because you're just sharing memories. You're learning.
The camera, carry on.
And then when you share a memory, like when you share a song with someone, you attach that person to that song. Do you know what I mean? Like, yo, this person put me onto that song, and you always remember them. But yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, I feel like my music taste was it developed a lot in like high school and in uni, because like you just grow as a person at that time. So you develop your music taste, and you're talking to your friends more about music, and you also like know what you like, because I feel like when you're younger you just listen to radio and you're kind of being told to listen to this, but when you get older, and especially when we got older, we were there was more access to like underground music. Like you go on SoundCloud or something, you didn't just have to listen to radio. Like back in the day, if you want to find music, you just had to listen to radio. And that's that was like,
you're talking about commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's all the commercial songs are like. But when you find, I feel like it's so amazing when you find like that gem that's got like no one's really heard of them before.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, this is actually just the artist I know. Like that's it's so thing. Nice.
And I like, felt like that with Roy Woods.
What a freaking boy, bro.
That guy was different, man. Yeah, what was the 2017 album? You must know.
I know it was the tree was the album cover, but yeah. I forgot what it was called, man. It was, but he had that song with Drake.
Album from top to bottom, B-Town.
Is that what it's called?
My favorite song.
Damn, I haven't heard that. I need to give that. I can't remember off the top of my memory.
But you're gonna listen to it when you get home. You're gonna be like, fuck, I listened to this so many.
Roy Wood. He needs to drop more music, man. I don't know where that guy's gone, but
that's why he has the appeal, right?
Yeah,
it's like a low key artist.
Exactly.
Only shows up once in a blue moon and. Those are the songs that you have on your playlist.
Exactly. And yeah, I feel like everyone, yeah, every time I talk to someone about Roy Woods, there's also a guy called Ryan Trey. Every time I speak to people about them, like they're like, yo, they love them because it's like everyone feels like that's their special, that's like that their artist, no one else knows about them. I got like a special vibe with them because they're so low key and stuff like that. So it's quite nice finding that like hidden gem.
Yeah.
That's what I love about music, because it's like when you find these hidden gems, and then it's so cool because if you find them early and then they start blowing up, you're like, whoa, I went through the whole journey. Like you grow, it's like you're growing, going on the journey with the artist as well. You're like a real day one. That's why it's crazy. Like when I talk to some people and they're like to me, they haven't heard like The Weeknd's early songs. I'm like, what? How can you not have heard of like all these early Weeknd songs of the Trilogy album and stuff like that? I'm like, this is like, because this is
you feel bad for them.
Yeah, like, I literally missed
out on so much of the journey.
Literally, I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
Fully, because I'm like, these are his best songs, but like people won't think that because we've got so much memories with them. Do you know what I mean? Like you grew up with these songs, so you have memories with them. But yeah, man. When you find that hidden gem, it's just immaculate vibes. Yeah.
So like from your content, we can tell that you're very opinionated about music. But on your Instagram reels, like we were talking about it earlier, like you don't really showcase like your personality. You kind of let the public just discuss. Right? Why do you think that works?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. You know, I do want to show my opinion more.
I think you do. You know, when you sit down with like, I don't know if it's your brother.
My boy.
But like you guys like do your top five and kind of discuss it. That's giving more of your personality, right? But then with the public stuff, they blow up, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And it's probably because, you know, we have less public interaction nowadays. Less motivated to go and speak to people because of the fact that, like, you know, working from home started and now everyone's kind of like chilling at home.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, why do you think it works?
Why do I think the public stuff works? That's a good question. I actually have no idea why, because I just see everywhere public stuff always blows
like
up.
Pop up and you like just kept doing it.
Yeah, I think I just think that's, but it's not even just with music. It's like with everything. Any public video for some reason just goes crazy. I have no idea why people love it so much. And like, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's because it's like, it's even like live. Do you know when you watch something live, it's so much more better than watching it like on replay or something?
Yeah, man.
Because you just, it just feels,
that's
like
why people buy boxing pay-per-views, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because it just, maybe people like public interviews because it's so like, it feels so much more real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but if someone's just talking in front of the camera, like they've said, I'm going to say this, you know what I mean? But public interviews a bit more real.
Or like here, they think that it's structured. Like it's not structured.
But that's also why I think podcasts are popping as well. Like, because it's a bit more like, you get to know the person as well. And longer
you get to know them, but like at the end of the day, like what you were saying, right? What were you saying before? It's like when people don't really know you like that
on podcasts,
like just generally, like on social media, when people don't really know you like that, you're gonna have to do something to like kind of move them in a way. And it's not necessarily about your personality, because I think that every person to a certain extent has an equilibrium, right?
Oh, equilibrium.
If they have an equilibrium,
yeah,
then they are not going to move someone as much. So you're going to need to do this kind of like either outrageous shit or like instill curiosity in them. And that's what you kind of do with the whole like, what is my favorite song for like a late night vibe? You know, because you can see their head turning. The audience's head is also turned.
That's such facts, man. Yeah. Yo, you're locked in.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's facts. And also, yeah, because also when I ask them, like, bro, some people spend like 5 minutes on their phone looking for a song, and I'm just like, bro, don't worry, man, there's no rush.
You're like, take your time.
I'm just like, take your time.
That's the shit we don't see.
I like, bro, there's so much you don't see. It's like,
you don't realize that he's waiting around for 5 minutes while they're on the Spotify. He's like,
I'm not just like, yo, take it. I'm just like, it's not a memory test, bro.
Like that kind of
guy.
You seem like, you know what, I'm just gonna vibe.
Legit,
pick your song. I'm gonna look at your playlist, I'm gonna screenshot it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, what's this song? I haven't seen that before. And then, so I'm just like, they're just looking for their phone, like, oh, that's a hard question. And some people will be like, they'll give me like five songs. I'm like, that's certain. Some people don't even give me a song, they just say, oh, any song by like freaking The Weeknd or Drake. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's 30. I'm like,
that's a fair enough answer, you know?
I'm like, whatever, if you, because some, it's like some people can't pick that one song.
On the spot.
Yeah, they always like, and then people message, yeah, and then people message me after on Instagram, be like, oh, I just thought of the song, but when I was on the spot, it was hard. I'm like, don't worry, man, it's all good.
Yeah,
but that's what, like when you, when I interview people, it's so much more of a chill vibe. I don't want to like, because you know what, also I feel like there's loads of negativity online, and people are always, especially with these interview things, like people, like I feel like people are always trying to draw out people, and I was like, that's one thing I don't like people to be drawn out. I don't want to make someone feel like, because especially if like, if I'm asking you to help me be in a video, I don't want to make you look stupid, you know what I mean? Or that's, I don't want to be negative to you.
Most of the content out there is kind of drawing people out.
Exactly. I feel like there's so much draw out content. I know,
like the podcast style, like in person, public.
Did filming in public always come natural to you? Because the average person would be shitting themselves if they saw like,
let me give you some background as well. Yeah, he had a YouTube channel before he was doing public shit as well.
Yeah,
he was kind of dibble dabbling, you
dibbly dabbly,
he was getting somewhere as well.
Yeah, there.
But then he stopped and he's focusing on his marketing shit, and obviously your trading and stuff like that behind the scenes.
You're killing the game right now. Another podcast.
This is like when he's on his own, isn't it? But yeah,
that's 30.
But like the average person would be shitting themselves if they saw like maybe 20 people watching them film
Leicester
Square.
Oh, yeah,
how would you overcome that? And take me back to maybe how you like kind of felt on your first video.
That is a good question. That's a good question, my good sir.
Go.
That's a good question. Like, he's locked in. He's locked in. He's locked in. He's locked in. But yeah, bro, the journey to starting public interviews was unbelievable. Because I'm naturally like, it's so weird. I'm like,
you're saying naturally confident.
No, I'm naturally insanely, I'm insanely shy. That's why I don't like really, that's why I said I don't really understand social media. Cause like I'm not shy around, like if it's a small like group of people, obviously I'm not shy around my boys. Yeah. But like even on a one-to-one, like this is a small group of people. Yeah. Yeah. So like, I don't mind just being whatever. Yeah. There's only like three of us in here, but if it's like a big group of people, I don't like it. I don't like big groups.
Everyone is like,
exactly,
finding that a little bit unnatural, right?
Exactly.
That's not how we were supposed to live. If you go back in the days, like almost to the times where dinosaurs were about, but not quite that far back.
The dinos.
You know, we were like kind of in tribes, right? It was a tribal thing. So
yes, I'm actually quite, I would say I'm a shy guy, but when I get to know you, I'm like, whatever, I'm vibesy, I'm loud, yeah. So I think probably the first, it took me, I think, a month. So a month of going out and failing, I would stand outside for like 2 to 3 hours, literally ask one person, they would say no, and then I'll just be stressing. I'll be like, I actually don't know. I sometimes journal, I sometimes don't, and I'll write in my journal, bro, like, I failed today so bad. I don't know if I'm going to pass in life. So yeah, it was the hardest thing ever because I get so anxious. I'm like, it was really hard. I'm not gonna lie, the start of it was really hard. It took me a month to even get my first video out. Like a month of going out every single weekend. I would go out, I'll try, I'd fail. I'd like standing around for 3 hours just asking one person. And then one day I was just like, you know
that
what?
It was like building the courage.
Exactly. Because, right? Like
that's
you said,
it took so long.
It's like, it's so unnatural. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go. And it's so unnatural for me because I already don't really like talking to people that I don't really know already. Don't know, right? Exactly. Yeah, especially like,
because you were listening to No New Friends Drake. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know it, bro. I don't need no new friends. You know it. But yeah, it was something I really, it's also something I really wanted to overcome just to like increase my confidence and just conversation skills. So I was like, but I can't fail at this. I can't, like, it was just like, because also I feel like I said, I haven't been confident. I feel like having this low confidence, but having like this nervousness, I feel like it stopped me. I was just deeping it too much. I was like, yo, this has stopped me from I can't live my whole life like this. So I just gotta firm it. I just gotta do it no matter how hard I find it. I just gotta keep going until it actually works. And thank God I kept going, because I actually did feel like when it was just failing, I was like, I just want to stop, man. I can't do this. And then, but then I think I had a good group of people around me. I was like, you can do it, man, don't worry, just go out there and just try again. So then it 1 week it just went really well, and then I was like, yo, I can do this. It's obvious, if I can do it 1 week, I can do it the next week, man. And obviously every single week it got easier and easier and easier.
The positive notes started flowing in your journal.
Exactly,
right? And
you're like, oh shit. I do need a journal more. I think I journal like once a year. It's just pretty bad.
How many people even admit that they journal, man?
I think journaling is good. I want to do it a lot more. I want to try to do it at least like daily or weekly. I think it's good to just like write down what you think, because this was also, I want to journal just to like see what I was thinking at that point in my life. I'd be like, yo, I wasn't even thinking this is possible. Now I look back in like 1 year, like, yo, what the hell.
bad like, people are waiting for your journal, bro. Yeah, they're like, give me some excerpts so I can see what this guy's thinking.
Bro, my journal.
They heard the dinosaur thing. They're like, fuck. Oh, man, yeah. I need to see what's going on.
The thought process is nuts. But yeah, like, yeah, the start of it was very difficult. I failed a lot of times trying to get the interviews in, and now it's like it's going well. But I still get a little bit nervous when I first start. But it's like literally like 2 minutes of nervousness. I just need to say to myself, get locked in, yeah. And then I get locked in, man.
Literally,
What is it that keeps you going? Like being a content creator, I hear it all the time.
Oh, this is a good question.
Suffering from burnout and all of these sorts of things because you're constantly putting out content every week on a schedule. Sometimes, you're filming constantly. Some of the takes are really like terrible.
Yeah,
like the first 30 people you approach say no. What is it that pushes you to like get past that?
Oh, that's a good. What pushes me? I think just trying to become the best version of myself. You know, it's like, I just want to improve. Like. I don't know who the hell says this, but it's always like, oh, you try become, just try become better every single day. It's like, let me just try. Let me. It's like, if I
that's
stop.
That's like one of the quotes that sound cringy in your head, but you know it's beneficial. It's, so you take.
You just got to become better every single day, man. Like, it's like, it's even like just going to the gym. Like, if you feel like not going to the gym, let me just go to the gym today. Because if I went to the gym yesterday and I don't go today, that means I've taken a step backwards. So it's like if I stop filming, if I stop making content, or if I stop like, if I stop making content, if I stop that, but I do something that I think is better than that, like making a business or like just having a better job, but just something that I think is better in my lifetime at that point. It's like it's always, I never stop because I don't know what the next best thing is. So this is the best thing right now, and if I stop, I'm going to be taking steps back, if that makes sense. I don't know,
it's like 1% better every day.
Exactly. So if I stop, that means I'm taking steps back. So let me just carry on, because I'm only taking steps forward. Do you know what I mean? That's why burnout is obviously a real thing, but I feel like it hasn't really affected me yet. So I can't really answer that question, because maybe I don't know. I'm just on vibes. That's why I don't burn out.
Maybe right now you're still like kind of early in the process.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm probably so early.
Like enjoying it because it's centered around your passion and stuff like that. But not many people put that kind of pressure on themselves to be like, I'm going to lose my compound interest if I stop.
But it's just a fact though.
That's a big pressure if you think about it, right? Like not many people will hold themselves to that standard, and that's why they are like either failing, faltering, or like giving themselves a halting point. You know?
But it's just like, to me, it's
maybe
like,
that's why you kept going.
Maybe, yeah, because I just, but that is just, at the end of the day, that is just literally facts. Like, if you just stop, it's like if you're investing money, like, every single, like, because compound interest, obviously, it's like, if when you're investing, like, your money's making money. If you stop investing, then it's just going to stop. So it's like, if you stop working, it's not going to grow anymore. So you just got to carry on grinding, bro.
What was the thing that taught you how to keep grinding?
Oh, I think, my parents work insanely hard. Like, I always say this to people, like, my parents work crazy hard, and that's massively inspirational, and I feel like they're always so happy as well. They don't even make it look difficult. They just make it look easy. So I'm like, well, if my parents are grinding and they're so much more older than me and they must be more tired than me, I should be able to work so much. That's what I think the main thing is. And also, I used to be really into the gym. Like, not crazy, not like a lot of people. Like,
that's what you're asking about.
Yeah, bro, the gym is so much fun. But I used to be really into it. I fell off like insanely badly, but it is what it is, you know? Because I think it's because I started this content creation thing, and then I was like, oh, I'm doing this. It was kind of hard to split up my time. But now I'm trying to get back onto it. But I used to be into the gym, and that just taught me like consistency and being like, just discipline and stuff. You can get results easily, bro. Like, if you actually, is that my honest opinion is that if you're consistent and disciplined with what you're doing, it's quite hard to fail. It's like, if you're trying to improve every single day and you're consistent with it and you're disciplined, it's really difficult to fail, because I just don't understand how you can fail if you're actually, but you have to do it over a long period of time as well. Like, this is one quote which I'm loving right now. A lot of people overestimate what they can do in a year, but they underestimate what they can do in a decade. Facts, bro. Like, I don't know, I've never done anything in my life consistently for a decade, so I don't even know what could happen. I actually don't know. Like, what, like a decade ago I would have never imagined my life to be like this. Do you know what I mean? But in a year, like in a year, you think you're going to be so much further, but you actually have no idea where you could be in a decade if you actually just stay consistent with it. So yeah, I think
the thing, but that it's a risk, right? Because you can't see it, right?
That's so true.
The reason why people are not religious is because they can't see God, right? So in the same way, the reason why you can't see your potential is because it's too far in advance for you to even like predict or forecast. The same way that like he might forecast for marketing, right? We won't be able to forecast in the way that Ashwell does, because he does it for a living.
But
I think it also comes down to like a lot of people are not very good at like assessing risk. We take risk every day, but you don't know it. Like you can step out, and you can get like
run over.
You don't really know, but we take risks that, you know, the food that you eat in a restaurant is like
It's nice, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
contaminated.
It could be.
There's no rats in the back.
It could be. That's true.
Ratatouille just in the back.
Ratatouille vibrations, man.
But I think it's all about assessing, like.
Yeah.
Like, not many people are good at like, assessing what is the actual downside here. If you, like, put yourself out there, right, are you going to really lose much?
Yeah.
Financially.
Give us an example that they can kind of.
Like, okay, for example, like your YouTube stuff. Like, what is there to lose? Like, you kind of go out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Content like okay, yeah, you may not get views, but apart from that, what is there really to?
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's like you're actually doing an action that gets you, hopefully 1% better every day.
Yeah,
and over time, you'll hit that kind of big video that's going to be viral. But like, I guess there is no formula, right? To like viral.
There's no formula.
Is there a formula?
But I have no idea.
Is there a formula?
I literally have no idea how the algorithm works, but it's just like, it's literally like, it's just, you gotta try. You just gotta try and test things, bro. It's like, whatever, because like, different things work for different people, because you develop your market, you know what I mean? You develop your niche. So like, someone could be like an amazing, like I could make the same exact video as, let's say, a cooking person, but just went and bang because I'm not in the cooking niche, you know what I mean? So it's there's no
the
formula.
People who have their eyes on the cooking niche are not with you. So
exactly. I feel like the formula.
Make something blow up. Right? It's all like engagement based.
The facts, bro. There's definitely no formula, but you definitely have an idea. Like when you make a video, you definitely can like, think to yourself, oh no, this was a banging video. It's just weird. It's like sometimes you think your best videos. Like you think when you make it, like you're this the best video I've ever made. It's definitely gonna blow. It absolutely flops, and then one video you put no effort into, it just blows up. Like I remember when I was first started doing TikTok. I used to say to my friends, I was like, bro, the videos I put the least effort in get the most views.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Everyone on this podcast has said the exact same.
It doesn't make sense, man. Like I have no idea. Sometimes I think, bro, putting the least amount of effort,
it's
you get the most.
Probably because it's more organic, right? And that means that it relates to more people because of that.
Because some videos I put, I was like, yo, this was my early days. I was like, yo, this is actually, I put in zero. This was literally a five minute video I just put together and it just blows up. I'm like, I've made so much more better videos with this one. But I think it's because like some of them are just so simple that like, people are like, oh, this is so simple to understand or whatever, watch. I'm just going to like it and just, it's so quick. I don't know the formula. Maybe, I wish I knew the formula.
The content you're putting out now is what you imagined it to be when you first started off.
Oh my God, hell no, bro. When I first started, because I feel like my page has gone through so many different like
transitions.
Perfect, what an amazing
I'm
way.
I'm here for you.
You're logged in, my doggy. what's it? So yeah, it's gone through so many transitions. First, I started off like me just literally talking to the camera, just saying like, first, like top five songs for like when you get the orcs, or top five songs for whatever situation.
And then
I'll play like the songs in the background. And then it was like more of a like a, I was like commentating on like, not even commentating, I was just like posting like, it was kind of like newsy videos. It was just like, it was a kind of a big thing in the rap talk community where you just like.
Oh man, I have some guy who you need to get on this podcast, bro. Remind me.
Yeah, saying that. Remind me. But yeah, so it's like it was just like posting just clips about stuff like posting like speeches that rappers made or something like that. And then I went to this interview stuff. Yeah.
That's hard because you know what? I listen to a lot of their motivational speeches like behind the scenes. Like I listen to Nipsey Hussle now.
Yeah. Nipsey's a goat, man. Yeah.
Because he just comes with the words of wisdom.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy, man. He did so much for his community as well. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest. Like before Nipsey passed away, I didn't really know much about him. But then when he passed away, I was like, bro, like I actually started looking into him. I was like, yo, this guy's a 30 guy, man.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's messed up, man.
Never understand. Never understand what you missed until it's gone.
That's big facts, man. You know? That's big facts. But yeah, Nipsey was a wavy guy. Even just talking about this, like, bro, I
didn't even know you had that phase, you know, in your content.
Yeah, I feel like bro, and it's so weird because like my music recommendations. Because I used to do this one thing which I'm going to start doing again. I used to do like artists, so it'd be like the perfect guide to an artist, and I'll like list a lot of their songs, like most of their songs, and I'll say what vibes they are. So I'll be like, oh, let's say like I'll say like the perfect guy to let's say Dave or something, and I'll be like, list all of his deep songs, list all of his hype songs, and then list all of his chill songs in all these different sections so you can find what sort of songs you want to listen to. So I'm going to start doing that again, but that's how I first started coming up. Like I'll do the perfect guide to like Pot Paper or perfect guide to like Nines or something like that, then I post a video and people are like, oh, this is 30 because I found all these new Nines songs, and it was just that's how I really started. And then I moved to this interview stuff.
That's the thing, I don't know if like there must be a way for you to monetize curating playlists for
people. There is, right? Yeah, 100%. Like you can make I used to be really focused on making playlists because that was the old content I made, but I should jump back on that. But yeah, definitely loads of playlist creators make a lot of money, because especially if your playlist gets big enough, like let's say if you got 50,000 likes on your playlist or something. Like, oh, big labels would actually come to you like, oh, can you put my new release on the top of your playlist and stuff like that? Because playlist creators, like, they kind of, they're basically the new radio, I feel like. Because yeah, a lot of people,
that's what a lot of my friends are, like, producers, and like some of them are now rappers, right?
Yeah.
And even they're saying the same thing, like, playlists are the way to get up.
Yeah, facts.
And
because
that's how you get your first 10k stream.
100, because like, yeah, because a lot of people just like, they find their favorite playlist and just listen to it all the time, all the time. So yeah, so if you're a playlist creator, you can make a lot of money. But I just don't want to be a playlist creator. I don't know why. I just enjoy what I'm doing. Yeah, because you have to keep on top of it. Yeah,
it's long enough to do what you're doing now, and you found a formula and exactly. It's working. So why would you then revert back?
Yeah, exactly.
That goes back to your whole like, oh, this is not going to give me compound interest because this is not the best thing.
That's fact.
That 1%.
Yeah, it's because it's just I just want to like, it's a good thing, but I just want to do something new now. It's like, I've done that. I had that phase of my life. Now I want to do something new, and now I feel like I'm coming to the end of my interview phase of life as well. Like, I want to start, I might go back to the music guides, I might do more talking about my opinion on songs. That I feel like this is a good time to do this podcast. I feel like I'm going through a new phase. I'm going through a little, I want to transition a little bit. I don't even know if I was even like to my friends, like, I don't even know how long I'm gonna do this content creation stuff for, because I'm feeling like I just want a new journey now. I want a new challenge or something. Like, not that I've completed this whole thing, but it's just like,
you seem like you're ready to be more business savvy.
Yeah, exactly. Or just like, yeah, just do something different, man. Like, I really enjoy it, but yeah, I just want to try something different now.
I think there's definitely a way to connect the two, man.
No, 100%, man.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, man, I want to know how you went about making that first £400.
Oh, £400. How did I go?
That's what you said, right?
Yeah, so I think I got my first...
How did you start, like, the steps? Because there's loads of people out there who are now watching my content because obviously they've been a part of the podcast or whatever. And they don't know how to monetize that shit.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, it was like TikTok Creator Fund was like definitely where
they're trying to do what you're doing.
What I'm doing, bro. Yeah. What you just gotta
they're
like
to take your spot.
They're trying to take my spot.
But you wanna give them guidance so that you're like, I gave people guidance, I don't care.
Yeah, you gotta give people guidance, man. Yeah. So what if they're trying to like make music content or just like
just music content generally. Let's make it broad. Yeah.
I think like literally you just gotta find your niche in music. Like, do you wanna be, when you're first starting off, find your niche. Like, are you going to be talking about rap, R&B, UK rap? I feel like UK rap is massive in the UK.
Yeah.
And that's what I started with. I think that's the best thing to start with. Like, if you want to start with UK rap, obviously I don't really know about pop music because I'm just not into pop.
Yeah, just not that guy.
But I think starting with UK rap, if you're in the UK, is really good way. And then I would recommend not branching out to the US, which I branched out to US, but that's because I just naturally listen to more US.
Those are your kind of songs,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
When I first started, which was in 2020, I used to listen to a lot of UK music, and then I just started to listen to more US music, and also I felt like there was a massive.
Did you get tired of, right? You got through phases.
Yeah, music. And I feel like, I don't know, I just enjoy R&B as well, and I don't think there's enough UK R&B artists.
Yeah.
So yes, I just went to the US side.
I think it's too soft, man. Dro came in,
yeah,
all the hard shit, and now everyone wants to listen to hard shit.
Exactly. So, and I don't,
they
I
make room for the Bryson Tiller-esque kind of music.
Exactly, man. They don't. And I just love R&B because it's so much more chill, so much more relaxed. Like, and I listen to it whenever I don't have to, like, I could just be just vibing out, you know. I'm just a vibey guy. I'm not trying to be like violent and shit, unless I'm at a party or something. I don't even want to be violent at a party, but I don't need that energy, man. I just want to be relaxed.
No violence,
man.
Unless there's a mosh pit, right?
Exactly. Unless it's a mosh pit, but I'd get busy in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think start off with making UK content, and I just think stick to it, man, because I think there's a massive market for these UK content creators, because I see a lot of them like having amazing opportunities going to like on radio stations, and just I think the UK rap scene content creator wise is massive.
Even
right now,
Rap Talk is getting huge, and they're getting on like BBC,
exactly,
right?
Man,
and they're doing like little interview clips and stuff like that. I don't know, like BTB.
Yeah, he's 30. Yeah.
Yeah, so but we had him on recently, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I saw both of them. And then you call them like CEOT or something like that.
Yeah.
I saw them. Bro, I watch this stuff, man. But yeah, them two are 30.
Why haven't you done fucking podcast with him?
Bro, do you know what? Yeah.
That's what I was going
to
bring up.
I don't know. I don't know how to reach out to people. I just feel like. I just live
do
in a weird.
Me, do it through me.
I've talked to him. I've spoken to him, but then I feel like I think I'm really bad at like messaging people as well. I can't get my like tone across. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I find it really awkward to voice note as well.
I think that's what you have to do, man.
Ah, man.
It's the same way where, bro. It's the same. We talk about certain stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And a voice note gets across the message in the right tonality that you need, and it's quicker. And like, let's say for example, if you're Instagram DMing a girl, are they gonna like be able to even read the message and not reply?
Mm.
Or are they going to open the voice and
they like,
oh, I've already gone through the effort of listening to
that. That's so bad. Yeah. I need to jump on the voice note game. I need... Voice notes are fun, yeah, but...
And it'll be the same way how you did your content and you're like, okay, maybe I'll just like... wait around for 15 minutes before I get the courage to start sending these
voice notes.
That's so
true.
And then you start sending voice notes all the time. You'll be like, this is second nature to me.
Do you know what? I think I'm just scared. I'm so weird, bro. I'll just feel like...
But it is a bit weird. I can't lie to you.
No, but I just feel like, what if like this guy just doesn't even want to work with me and now I'm like kind of forcing these people to like, oh, come talk to me.
I don't think content creators who are consistent and they have their head on straight will pass up opportunities to work with someone like you.
Yeah,
especially because like the numbers make sense.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just got weird. Like, I just don't really make new friends. I don't know. It's not like I don't want to talk to new.
You didn't say you stayed true to it.
But I just like it's not even like on a thing. I don't want to make new friends. It's just like I'm so comfortable with the group of people I got around me. But it's like I want to.
Yeah.
But it's just like the effort. It's just like, man. And it's just like, and also I have this weird mentality. It's like if someone wanted to work with me, they would have messaged me. So why should I message them? Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
It's a bad way of thinking, but that's how I think. And I really need to stop thinking like that, which is something I'm trying.
But it's like, but it's so instilled. The lines of like law of attraction, like I attract what's best
for
me.
Yeah.
What's best for me is going
to
happen.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do.
God is going to send something to me, like a little package.
Massive pack.
Yeah.
But that is something I think that's a goal I should set this year. I need to start like reaching out and networking a bit more because I've done like zero networking. It's actually really bad. I actually need to fix up.
Have you ever worked with like rappers in that?
Because
I'm surprised
I don't
if that's
think
the case.
I don't think I've ever worked with a rapper. One guy did DM me, and like, or his team DM me saying like they want to link up, but I think we might link up next weekend. But yeah, I haven't actually worked done any real life stuff with any rappers or anything like that. But I don't know, maybe I should. Maybe I'm just not giving off those vibes. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I guess your content is kind of like, here's your recommendation. You got what you needed from me. Now you can move on with
your life. Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, it's a little bit like laid back kind of thing. Like vibes, right?
Yeah.
But maybe if you were to create a different type of content, like maybe you were saying about, I don't know, the playlist and stuff like that, giving a little bit more of your personality or like more of those sit down videos, more people will be able to gravitate towards you because they'll understand, okay, this is how this guy moves. Now I know how he moves. Yeah. I'm more comfortable approaching him.
I definitely need to start trying to show my personality. That's also another goal that I want to do with this content stuff. I want to show my personality a bit more. Yeah, because like you were saying, like I feel like, because even like, I don't even post, like even my friends say to me, like, oh, you need to post more on your story. And I'm like, but I don't even know what to post. Like, what, like, because I have this weird thing as well. It's like, do people even care about what I'm doing with my life? Like, do they even care? And people are like, oh yeah, I don't know. I was like, but we will post. I'm like, but I feel like no one would care if I posted, like, because when I went to Dubai or like when I go on holiday and stuff, like I went to Cancun as well, and people were like, you didn't post anything. And I was like, but I don't know, I didn't think people would care that I'm out here and stuff. They're like, but it was so crazy. I was like, I always say
people would like straight away post when it comes to stuff like that. Our friends in India right now, and he's posted about it because he knows that it's just like a different thing.
Yeah, I do. It's weird.
You're one of those people who stare off your phone and shit, man.
I do.
You just like to live in the moment.
I'm a big in the moment person.
And to be honest, that's the better way to live
life. It is true, because so, I just like, fair, I take the photos. I'm like, yo, this is a cool photo. And I just like, I should have uploaded it, but I'm just too vibed out, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'll just put stuff in my house when I'm old or some shit. Or look at
like pressure to like make it more interesting because you got such a large platform.
But that is facts, man. I do. I also feel like, what if this is just not entertaining?
Yeah.
Like, what if like people just see this and like, I don't like this. I'm gonna unfollow this guy. Yeah. Or like, this is so. I didn't follow this guy for this sort of stuff. And it's unfollowing me. That maybe that's the thing as well. I do think that's a little bit of a thing. But yeah. But even on my personal account, I don't even post on my personal account as well. Like, yeah. I think the last time I uploaded a video on my personal account was like in 2019 or something. So it's weird. I just have that's a weird crazy, thing about man. Like, yeah. Because even I say to my friends like, I actually don't understand how to post on social media like that unless it's like just about music.
Because
I see all these people doing dumps and stuff. I was like, I don't even understand. I don't understand how to upload these things. Like, how do you upload on Instagram? I don't understand. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, for me personally, I think I'm shadow banned in that, bro.
I think
I post too much. I think I have the mentality of like, I have to be consistent no matter what.
Yeah.
So I need to like post bears on my story.
Yeah.
I think that is counterproductive to a sense.
You think so?
I think the right way to post your story is probably somewhere in the middle of our mentality.
Yeah,
100%. Like, you know, let's not post too much to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to get bear on follows because I'm essentially spamming people, like in my job, right?
Which
is why I do it.
Yeah.
But then it's like seeing the other side and being like, okay, you have to post a little bit because you have to give them something to follow on.
Yeah, that's true.
With you. And like, you're following all of these artist journeys and you're like looking at people like, I can't believe you're missing out 5 years of The Weeknd's history.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I'm going to start...
Making people miss out the 2 years of your development.
That's such facts.
By not posting on your story.
Yeah, and I feel like that...
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, posting on your story does build that personal connection. Yeah. I feel like maybe you're right. You know, you said in a good way you've convinced me.
Or when you're like, and you're deep in your thoughts about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You post that shit on your story.
That's true. I didn't know more about my personality. That's true, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Or you could just keep it to the podcast. I actually think that's the better way to do
it. Just keep it to the podcast, dude.
All the information to all the podcasts that you do. And then, you know, I think you should do it with more rap talk influencers for sure. Just like, stay in your niche, bro. Like you said, I think the advice that you gave in terms of your music content is like sick, bro.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe
stay in your lane is basically your
facts, man. Facts. I'm just gonna just do whatever the vibes take me. That's what I'm always on, like, well, wherever the vibes take me, I'm just gonna follow them. If I feel like doing this today, I feel like doing this today.
I feel like you've had no struggles in life.
No,
right? based on this conversation.
Nah, I've had struggles.
I disagree with that sentiment that anyone could have no struggles. What was the biggest thing that you had to overcome in your life?
Oh, the biggest thing I had to overcome. Oh, sorry. Also, by the way, I feel like I'm interrupting you quite a bit. No, I'm so sorry about that.
You're not at all.
I don't know, man.
I don't give a shit.
All right, cool. But the biggest struggle in my life, that's actually a really good...
At the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
I do talk a lot.
No, you're amazing. I feel you're top tier podcast, man. All right, cool. The biggest struggle in my life, that's a great question. Let me think. I've definitely had struggles, but it's just like, I think I'm just a naturally very positive person. So I think I look at every like difficulty in my life. I just like, you know what? This is just an amazing lesson. Yeah. It's just taught me how to become a better person. But the biggest struggle in my life, like, I think just getting through high school, really. Not like on a, but I feel like I was actually kind of smart in high school as well. But I was like, I'm just like super dyslexic. It's actually crazy, yeah? I talk about this a lot, actually. I'm actually crazy dyslexic. So I feel like just learning was so hard. Yeah, it's just like learning was so long and hard. And I was actually easily distracted as well.
Yeah.
But it was just high school. And it's like everyone finds it difficult. So I don't think that was my biggest struggle. So I don't know. What's been your biggest struggle so I can gauge what the vibes are?
What's my biggest struggle?
We're interviewing you on your own podcast.
For me, it's probably... I've spoken about this before, to be fair. But it's probably the first breakup I had.
Oh, okay, definitely, yeah.
100%. Because it steered me into a completely different lane in life. So I was a bit like you growing up, where I was like, you know, no new friends, kind of like keep myself into a smaller circle. Like maybe five people maximum, and then I can talk my talk.
If
there's more than 10 people, I'm going to stay quiet. Maybe I'll say like little one-liners here and there. You kind of know my personality by now, right?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, that breakup, because it was like something that I thought was going to be long-term, I was only dating in the halal way back then. Now, a lot of things have changed, but I'm trying to re-root. Watch the episode 3, isn't it? How to be halal in 2023.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I thought it was like going to be something that was for longevity, you know, I was doing the right thing, had my, you know, a lot of firsts. I played often a lot
in
that little scenario. But yeah, it was like a Sunni Shia thing. It didn't work out.
Oh, that
and
deeper one.
Because of that, I flung myself into door-to-door sales. And what that did was give me like all of the confidence and stuff like that. So I guess I gave you the struggle part and how I dealt with it was essentially isolating myself, because when you have a relationship for over 2 years, your friendship circles kind of revolve around it a little bit. You kind of get to know their friends. They get to know your friends. And it becomes like the separation period that you need. And I had something to put all of my energy into. You know? So that's probably the thing that I had to overcome.
Yeah.
But like you, I don't like to have this like defeatist mindset after 2 weeks or so. I like to like, okay, I need to distract myself. What's a positive distraction? Let me knock on people's doors and get told to fuck off.
That's hella positive, man. But yeah, definitely builds your confidence,
though. Like, yeah, it's building character. It's like resilience. It's like, okay, if I'm going to have to learn the game again, start talking to girls eventually, then this is probably the best way to go about understanding how to do that.
So what's your game then? Like when you're trying to move to a girl?
Back then, it was like, knock on every door possible, right? And if they say no, they say no. You move on, you get some yeses.
Yeah.
Right?
Damn.
That's how I used to think about it. Now it's obviously about the finesse thing, going a little bit deeper than the surface level that we're speaking about. But yeah, to gauge the struggle.
Okay.
That's mine.
I've never had a heartbreak in my life. I'm very lucky about that, I can't lie.
How have you escaped that?
It's
not fair.
I had one girlfriend and I just stayed with her. I was like, yeah, this is vibes, man.
Yo, shit.
Yeah.
Still now.
Yeah, still now, man.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, because I was like, yeah, we just started dating when we were quite young and I was like, you know what? We both vibe with each other. We're on the same energy. So we're like, let's just, maybe that's, I think that's why another reason why I've really enjoyed my life. I think I've had a really good relationship. It's been really good. Blessed, so yeah. Man. Yeah, I think I'm one of the lucky ones. But yeah, so I've never really had a heartbreak. So I think that's a lot of guys' biggest struggle. Maybe my biggest struggle, I feel like, I don't want to get too deep into this podcast because it's a bit personal, you know, and it's not my business as well. It's also not my business. So I don't want to talk about it. But I think
try and talk about it in third person.
But I feel like, you know, dude, I just had some really weird, I feel like just some people were just talking bad on my name at one point in my life, and I was like, you know what, it's kind of annoying just lying on my name. Like, I don't know why you're even lying on my name. So that, I just feel like that happened at one point, like people were lying on my name and I just didn't really vibe with it, and that was kind of difficult because like everyone's talking, not everyone, but you feel like the whole world's talking about you. And there's this one Drake bar, it's like, they scream out my failures, they whisper my accomplishments. I was going through that. I was like, oh my God, everyone's just talking about all this bad stuff
about me.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, Drake, he's the most relatable rapper. How does he know me, bro? Did he knock into my phone? But yeah, so I feel like there was one point in my life where people were just talking really bad about me. And it wasn't even when I look back on it, it wasn't even like too deep. But when you're in the moment and you're quite young, you're like, why is everyone like talking bad about me? I'm just trying to be a better person. I'm not even this person that they're saying, but they're just spreading rumors about me. And it seems like quite not even that deep. But like for me at that point in my life, I was quite young. I was like, oh. And I felt like there was literally, everyone was just going to hate me for the rest of my life. Yeah. Even though no one even really hated me, but it was just annoying.
You think that's going to be your downfall when you're that young, innit?
Exactly. Like,
you haven't had that experience of looking at 10 years flying by.
Yeah. Right? I feel like that's a really weak struggle, but I guess that's my biggest struggle, I guess. But I didn't want to go too deep into it as well.
Well, maybe at the time, you thought it was the biggest struggle.
Exactly.
So that's why you referred to that.
And I think a big, this wasn't really a struggle, but a big challenge was actually building this like TikTok page as well, because you had to be consistent with like consistency and like being dedicated and
without seeing the money coming.
Exactly.
Right? And you're like, I need to have 4 holidays from this.
Exactly. Facts. Yeah. And it's also like, I feel like when I started it, especially, I don't know, maybe it's just a London thing, you think everyone's just going to laugh at you, like, oh, hi, this guy's doing a TikTok thing. And like, I was like, bro, if this doesn't blow,
think people are gonna like scroll by your stories, like, fuck, I'm not
maybe that's so true. Maybe I have this weird complex.
It's just a London thing.
Exactly.
On the outside, it looks very glamorous. Loads of followers, but they don't see, like, I guess, the late nights.
Exactly, bro.
You know, the videos that didn't hit.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, so.
I think it was the biggest thing, bro, if I actually don't make it, I feel like everyone's just gonna laugh at me and be like, because I feel like when I started as well, not many people were doing it, so now it's a bit more normal to start it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm acting like I've been in the game for so long. I've been in the game for like 2 years. It's not even that long.
Because you like spotted the trend early, you know, seeing like, you know what, I've actually made it easier for someone to come into my lane.
Exactly. I don't want to say that because I feel like that would make me too egotistical, but I do feel like it's a bit more acceptable now.
It's just the truth. Yeah. Isn't it?
Like, I feel like now if someone started a TikTok thing, especially, I think it's a London thing. And you think like, oh, when you, I feel like in London, maybe it's not real. It's not actually real. Maybe it's just my mental thing. But you think like, oh, when you start something, people are just going to be like, oh, this guy's trying.
It's
so weird. Like they
it's cute. Oh,
they hate on you for trying. It's so weird. Yeah. But now I feel like it's become a bit more acceptable. But I thought when I was starting,
overcome, isn't it? It's like so many people are doing it, it's so saturated. You're going to be told that, you know, you're just trying,
exactly,
that kind of thing, and you kind of have to accept it.
Exactly.
I feel like the tune needs something like that because it's too serious.
Yeah.
People giving you evils and I feel like it needs something like that.
Facts, man. London's, but I think it also is a little bit in everyone's head because everyone says it, so that means everyone doesn't want it to be like that.
Exactly.
But then
exactly.
Why does everyone think it's like that? I don't know, man. Some deeper thoughts, bro.
Yeah, man.
But I think that was a struggle as well, just trying to get over what people are thinking, like not really caring about what people think about me. Obviously everyone still cares about what people think about you, but you care a bit less and you're just like, listen, I just gotta go, I'm just gonna go for it, man. That's my biggest struggle. It's not even a big struggle at the end of the day, really,
man. Oh man, these things do take a toll on you though. Like trying to push away people's thoughts when we're kind of taught in the system to care about people's thoughts, care about what your teachers think, to care about what your parents think, to care about what the people who had more clout even in high school thought about.
And it's like also like if you're making content, you have to find the right balance of not caring about what people think and caring about what people think.
Because if you care about what people think too much, then you're bringing their opinions into your content.
Exactly. But if you don't care about what they think, you're not making anything they even want to see. You still have to consider them. Yeah. It's not like you completely disregard everyone who's watching your stuff. It's like, oh, I'm going to make content and not care about what anyone thinks. Because then it's like, people, you're making stuff that we don't even care about. You still have to consider them, but you have to find that balance.
You're not locked in.
Yeah, exactly. You're just living in airy fairy world, bro. Yeah. You got to be a little bit locked in, but you got it's about finding that right balance, which is, I feel like it's impossible to find the right balance. You're always just constantly trying.
You're always going to have to push in one direction in order to reach somewhere in another direction.
Yeah, facts, man. But
what,
yeah.
What do you say to people who look at your Instagram and they're like, oh, he's probably living like a glamorous life. He's probably having bare peas and things and meeting rappers. Because that's what I would think by looking at your shit.
I'll be like,
what do you say to them people, man?
My life is so normal. I feel like, well, because it's also your life, you don't think it's crazy. But I do think my life, I don't really want to live a crazy life as well. I just want to be like, I do, even though I'm on social media or whatever, I really do just want to be like, I want to find that balance of being low key. But I do like just being low key and not being too much of my information out there. Like, I like to be kind of just like low key. You don't need to know too much about what I'm doing, but I still want to entertain people. Do you get what I mean?
So I
need to improve. I need to do that this year. But yeah, that's definitely not true. Having all these Instagram followers for me and having all this like TikTok followers for me hasn't really, I think I've just stayed the same. I think it's, I tried to be a bit more humble even like now, because like I feel like once you get that, people look at you and think, oh, this guy's braggadocious, this guy's like whatever. But it's like when I got them, I was like, I don't want to be that guy. So I still want to be like, I want to just not be like big headed about it, because this is one thing, this is another quote I heard, it's like, don't let success get to your head and don't let failure get to your heart. I want to always live by that. So I feel like when my numbers started to grow, I was like, I don't want to be like all cocky about it. I just want to be like calm about it, not boast about it and stuff like that. But that's why also, this is a weird thing I'm about to talk about, but that's why, that's also another reason why I like, I want to, when I get drunk, I get kind of annoyed, because I feel like, you know, when you get waved, you start feeling yourself a little bit, and it's just like, oh, I hate that feeling, man. You just want to stay like humble, you just want to stay calm, you'll stay level headed and stuff like that.
Shit, so you don't like drinking because it makes you too braggadocious?
Do you know what it's like? Oh, I used to freaking bev up, so I used to get so waved. It was actually crazy. Like literally, this was 2 weeks ago. Like, this is not even. This is
talking about like,
bro. This was literally like 2 weeks ago, bro. But like 2 weeks ago, I was like, listen, I need to stop getting waved so regular, because I used to literally like, it was crazy, and I was like, I need to chill out, because I wasn't even doing anything bad, bro. Like, I normally just get waves with my mates, but it was just like, I don't like the fact that I'm not 100% in control of myself, and I hated like waking up the next day and not being like fully alert and stuff like that. And I felt like I was just getting, do you know what, I don't have anything wrong with like getting waved. I think it's super fun, and if you want to get waved, 100% get waved, bro. It's the most litest thing ever. Like, you have amazing conversations, you have great times. But I just
for a while, obviously, I have to say that. And I the last episode and that.
But just get waved, do whatever you want. But it's just like, for me personally, it just wasn't like fitting with what I want to do in life. Like, I was having so much fun. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was the funnest time ever.
Just taking you away from that 1%.
Yeah, exactly. The goal I wanted to achieve, it just wasn't aligning with it. And so yeah, I was just like to myself, listen, I'm gonna try like just stop drinking, because it was something that was so ingrained into my life. Like, I would drink so much, it was crazy. And just like,
another thing that we're taught to flock to, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why drinking culture is such
an escapism mechanism. You have now three choices of what you're going to escape to. Which one are you going to choose?
It's facts, man. But then like, I think
people choose MD, that's their choice.
if they want to vibe, bro. But yeah, I was just like to myself, I'm not gonna stop it for the rest of my life, but I was like, I want to take a little bit of a break, just to see like how far I can go, like how much can I improve as a human if I actually take
how
a break.
How much potential are you wasting by doing
that's the facts, man. Like, how, wow, because I was like, I love it so much, but like, wouldn't I love myself more if, like, not love myself, wouldn't I love life more if I was just grinding so hard, I was achieving all my goals?
Like what you said first.
What?
Would you love yourself more if you didn't do this?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I might love myself
that's
more.
Harder than.
It's true, because I'm not gonna lie, because, like, these last two weekends. It sounds so funny. Like, I've got this mad journey. I've not drunk for so long. It's only been 2 weekends, but these last 2 weekends, I've been so like freaking happy. I've been like
energized.
I'm always happy as well. Anyway. I'm always
locked
happy.
In.
But I've been so locked in, bro.
Locked in.
Bro,
I've been
2 weeks locked in, man. But yeah, I've been so like, I feel like I've been way more alert. I've not been. The main thing is like, I used to get so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, so I would wake up the next day like, oh, why was I behaving like that? And I'll message my friends. I'm like, bro, no one cares. Yeah. But to me, it's like, I care, because it's like, That's not how, yeah, it's like,
that's not how you want to be portrayed.
Yeah, it's literally, I literally was not doing anything bad. I was probably just talking a bit louder saying a bit more like crazy stuff. Like, you just say silly things. Like, do you know, it's even little things. Like going up to like your mate, say, oh, I love you, bro. But it's just like, even though I love my friends, it's just it's like, why am I saying this like randomly? Yeah, it's like, if I look, the way I think about it is like, if I looked at myself sober when I'm drunk, I'm not doing anything bad, but it's just like, I wouldn't do that sober.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, why am I acting like that? It's like, I'm literally not doing anything bad, but it's just like, I just still didn't like the way I was acting. I want to be like fully alert when I'm doing it. I want all of my actions to be like
in the moment.
Yeah. It's like, I want them to be like real. Like, I actually did this. Not because like there's a liquid that's influencing my actions. That was the annoying thing about it. And
you
feel like
live through your most authentic self.
Exactly. And it was, another thing is that, bro, it's so expensive. Like getting waved in London is expensive as hell, man. It's just too much money. And it just takes you away from your goals, in my opinion, bro. I'm not one of those people that can...
For the money element as well as the fact.
Exactly. It's like you're losing your money double because you can't work as hard and you're spending. Yeah. It's like you're paying to lose money.
Yeah,
but I've never even deep that. But that's how it is. But it's like, but that was only for me. That's not for everyone in the world. That's just for me. When I get waived, like I can't work as hard the next day, or I'm just a bit more lazier the next day. Even with like my diet and stuff, and with gym, I feel a bit more lazier. I want to just eat a bit worse.
I think it's for everyone, to be honest. It's just that the person who's admitted it.
Yeah, I don't want to say to other people like, oh, getting weighed is bad, because it could be amazing for them, but for me,
you want
to
be the humble guy. I'm telling you, it's gonna make a difference. Right?
Some people enjoy.
I've had my moments, obviously, in uni, and that, you know what I mean, like, especially smoking and that.
Yeah.
I used to do that bears, isn't it? You know that, obviously.
Yeah.
And that shit takes you away from your goals.
Exactly.
Bro.
And like, I just want to be like, there's a time and a moment, and right now, like, I feel like I'm past that time. Now I want to like focus on my goals. I really want to be dialed in and locked in. I just want to be on job, bro.
Like, we're 25. You
facts, man. This year,
you
I want to
have
just...
much years until we're locked down, kids and all of that shit. You know what I mean?
It's facts. I want to get into the best shape of my life this year. I want to this is such a weird thing as well. I feel like when you get waved, you're getting waved with your friends, you're having a great time, but then like, you don't like, you just wake up hungover the next day and don't really have any time to spend time with your family. And it's like, bro, like, my family have done so much for me, my parents have done so much for me, and I'm just like,
I've been feeling that so much
recently.
Only in the last couple of years.
It's like they've done so much for me, I feel like I'm not giving them quality time. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you went on like a little hiatus with like your homies and all of that, and just like having all of these experiences because you're like, you're kind of high off the uni life,
yeah,
and then you haven't made time for your parents because of that?
I don't even know. Do you know what is that?